is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Are we recording?
We're recording.
Hello.
And welcome to a special. You ruined my intro. I was going to be real, like, serious.
Oh, for once.
We'll go again. Take two. Hello, everybody. And welcome to a special. You're ruining everything. Welcome to a special edition of the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Why is it special?
Because, well, it's not every day you literally marry a couple and then send them plummeting towards Earth from 15,000 feet in the sky, Bronte Langbrook.
That is true. We don't do that every day. We do it one day. It's only ever been done once with the beautiful Vanessa and Dave, our Leap of Faith winners. And now, spoiler alert. Husband and wife. Oh, my God.
You're going to hear the ceremony that was especially prepared for them, the legal ceremony. They're now legally husband and wife. You're going to hear the jump. You're going to hear the moment of impact, as I'm calling it.
Yeah.
Or as you're preferring to call it, the landing.
Or the reception, I suppose. I know.
All that's coming up, plus some of the other regulars. It is a very special Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
So yesterday on the show, we discussed the fact that when we travelled as a show together the other day, not a great look for us. We weren't great going through the security line at the airport. Guys, I'm just going to say it.
No.
I was the culprit.
Well, some of us were fine. Can I just say, like, before we tar everyone with the same brush here, some people just sailed through security, no problem whatsoever, and was waiting at the other end, not only on the arriving flight, but the departing flight
I see what you're saying, but we're a team here. So where we all go, we go together.
We're going down. We're going down together.
So on the show yesterday, we talked about the fact that when we were getting on our departing flight on Wednesday, going through the security with our check-in baggage, with our carry-on, I got pulled to the side to go through the bag that had the microphone stand in it that tech from this company had given me.
Yeah.
It was just that they'd never seen it before. And when they haven't seen something in a bag, they've got to go through it.
And it's a weird shape. It's a microphone stand. Like, it's
questionable.
Yeah. It wasn't vibrating. That's
it's
all we cared
with
about.
Tech. For everyone wondering. But as this was all going on, we didn't even, because I was so in my own head about, like, what have they found in this bag, that all of a sudden, once that's sorted, I turn back to look through the metal detecting security screens and I see producer Alicia walking through, like, with her black sunglasses on her face, like she's some kind of rock star. The lights in the airport too bright for her.
I didn't notice that.
Did you not? Well, you were in the other lane. So
she didn't have a big night the night before or anything. Like, there was no reason for her to be covering her eyes.
I just didn't even think to ask. I was like, what are you doing? Yesterday in the car going to the airport was the first time I had asked her 24 hours later. And I was like, Leash, what? Did you wear your sunglasses through the security? And what did they tell you?
I went to put them in the tray to go through and he said, no, keep your sunglasses. So I was like, oh, okay, that's strange. So I put them on my head and then he said, no, on your face.
What?
And I said, I've never had to do that before. He said, yeah, it's a new rule that was put in recently.
What?
And it was only as I was telling this to Bronte that I went, I think this guy was having me on. I think he just thought this was really funny. Yeah.
I think he was taking the piss.
And then he goes to, also to make it work, you have to hop through and cluck like a chicken on the way. Alpha Bucks is back on Monday, April the 3rd. It's going to be April 3rd on Monday.
April. Disgusting.
So if you're listening to this on day of recording, it's the last day of March.
Oh, my God.
So, just checking on the calendar now, Monday the 3rd of April.
And I said, the first word I said to you today was the clue for Alpha Bucks on Monday. You didn't appreciate it. Literally the first thing I said to you this morning.
Cabbage. What did you call me?
It's not what I call you.
Okay,
it's the clue.
Artichoke. Cabbage is your free Alpha Bucks answer for Monday, and see the letter on hit.
This is your Sick Fix at 6.
It's always a little comforting going into a Sick Fix at 6 knowing that you are across it, because you are then fully aware of how truly sick it is. I don't have to.
I didn't know if you liked it or not if I was across.
I like it.
Because I said this morning you pitched this 6. Sick Fix at Six.
Yes.
And I said, oh, yeah, there's a story or whatever. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
I like that because sometimes I can't paint a picture of how sick it is.
Right.
But you know this one. It is a Queensland Sick Fix at Six coming from the Gold Coast. A renter who has just moved into a house with her husband and kids was finding, as we often do when you first move into a new place, wasn't cleaned as well as you would like to have been, especially in the ensuite bathroom. So she had been scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing in the ensuite bathroom, in the shower. This smell was just like kept coming back no matter how much she tried to clean it. And then when she was scrubbing it down and then hosing it down, she noticed this grimy water coming out of one of the panels of the shower.
It was sort of like where the glass panel meets the tiles.
Correct.
In that corner.
Yeah, on the wall so that it has a fixture.
And I don't know about you, when I was first watching the video, because of course it came out on TikTok, I'm like, what could possibly, where the shower screen meets the tiles in that corner, what could possibly be causing that smell and that filth?
I didn't realise there was such a smell. She talked about the smell being the thing that made her realise at first. I thought it was maybe just grime or mildew. Oh, see, I wasn't
maybe like a gecko or something.
Maybe I've just lived in grosser places and I'm used to things like that just being in the shower. But she's not. And so, after scrubbing and all this grime still coming out of the shower, she decided to basically break open the panel, where they found thousands and thousands of cigarette butts. Wet, moldy, old
cigarette butts.
And the smell of nicotine. She said that she knew the previous tenants were smokers because of just the general smell that had been left over. But they had to completely take the whole shower apart and they just found that the nicotine was seeping into the bathroom tiles.
So are you thinking that, this is where the mind went for me, there must have been like the tenant before them would smoke in the bathroom, you assume, maybe even in the shower.
Yeah.
And then when they finished the smoke, they would just put it, like lift their hand up over the top of the shower, where the shower glass bit meets the window, and just put it down that little joiner thing.
I imagine that's probably what they did. And they must have been in the house for years and years and years because, as we said, thousands of old cigarettes in there. So that must have been what they do, which is
what a mole. Who does that?
I'm more perplexed by, whether or not they smoked in the bathroom or just in the shower. I mean, we're all privy to a bit of a shower beer, but...
Yeah, having a durry as well. I'm impressed by that.
Dearly beloved.
Leap of Faith with Cliffo and Bronte on Hit.
Yes, it was yesterday that our beautiful couple, Vanessa and Dave, were officially going to become man and wife after 15 years together.
After 8 o'clock, you will hear the marriage service conducted in the plane.
I promise to always be by your side as your lover, your wife, and your best friend. I choose to spend today and forever with you.
Wow. You'll also hear the moment of the leap.
Yes.
And you'll hear the moment of the landing.
Yeah, the safe landing and everything. But as we mentioned, we wanted to marry them. It's radio. We needed to do something crazy. Threw them out of a plane. And unsurprisingly, they were a little nervous when we first saw them.
So we walked in, because we had to do the radio show yesterday.
Yeah.
And while we were doing the show, they were already getting their like safety briefing. So we walked into the Skydive Australia building. Shout out to those guys as well. Skydive Australia.
Legends.
Absolute legends throughout this whole thing. And as we walked in, I looked at you, oh man, I should hit record. Like I should get their initial reactions.
Because we've known now Vanessa and Dave for a few months. I think we both noticed straight away they're very high energy all of the time. This was the most contained I've seen them ever.
Have a listen. This is the moment we first saw Vanessa and Dave before the ceremony and the jump and all that even went down.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh my God, so
you're the most prettiest made-up person who's ever going to skydive ever. Look at this, huh?
How are you feeling?
Awesome.
Bit nervous, but can't wait.
What are you nervous about, the skydiving or the marriage?
The vows.
The vows.
I'm hopeless with talking about stuff.
Words, exactly. There you go. Thanks for that. What about you?
Both.
both?
Definitely both.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I start thinking about the skydive and then I get all nervous. I start thinking about the wedding and I get all nervous. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I was pacing in the room this morning. I was like,
on the beach and stuff, and she's up and doing her thing. And
well, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
You do. All right, the final countdown.
Yep.
Good luck, guys. Let's get hitched. Let's jump.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes. The most nervous.
Yeah.
We've heard from Dave, yeah.
And, like, by no fault of Skydive Australia, like, the jump kept getting delayed, we should say. And so we just, they just had to sit there and become
wait,
more
and, wait,
and more nervous. And yeah.
There was one point where we looked at each other and we're like, and we asked the bosses, like, we got time to go somewhere.
We need
and
to.
And they're like, you got like an hour. So we picked them up and we went for a coffee and I thought, this is good. This is going to chill them out or whatever. And then I see Dave over at the fridge.
Yeah.
Buying the biggest freaking Red Bull
I know.
I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't know you could buy liters.
Like, Dave, that's not going to calm you down, brother.
You gotta fight. Can you beat Bronte?
We need to ask you some questions.
$200 before the weekend would be a nice little cash injection
it
into
would.
The bank account, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Emily wants to win it on 13 10 60. Emily, who's the most famous person you've met?
Probably Guy Sebastian.
Oh, was he a nice person? Did he smell good?
He is. Oh, unfortunately, I couldn't get it, like, any closer because it was COVID. But
sure.
We right. did a meet and greet when he came to Townsville for his concert.
Okay. That
nice.
Doesn't stop Bronte, mate. If there's a celeb in her...
I want to know what they smell
she's got
like.
She's a thing with what celebrities smell like. It's weird,
it's
Emily.
It's not weird.
I apologise.
Right.
It says here you sung with Stan Walker as well.
Oh.
Yeah, backstage at a concert for when I was volunteering.
Emily.
How does one begin singing with Stan Walker?
I was a fangirl, let's be honest.
Really? And you were like, can I sing
yeah.
for you?
I can tell you, you don't
yeah,
start.
Yeah, pretty
you
know, much.
Walk up to him and sniff him.
Good. Well, that's never why happened. I've never
I
sung with him.
I would never sniff him.
Okay, all right. I'm feeling a little judged.
You're a normal human. Bronte Langbrook into the soundproof booth you go. And for you, Emily, I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. It's five
Perfect.
Questions. You know how it works, don't you?
Yes.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Time starts now. How many bones are there in the human body?
206.
Which artist sings the song Watermelon Sugar?
Harry Styles.
Which bird is often associated with delivering babies?
Stork.
Who played Pretty Woman in the 1990 film of the same name?
Julia Roberts.
On what product will you find the slogan, Taste the Rainbow?
Skittles.
Okay. Ooh, question four could be dodgy there, depending on how strict Alicia's going to be with the rules today.
I've like said it, and then I was like, no, I feel
which,
like that's wrong.
Which Julia is it? It's generally, you know, first answer is the answer we take, so
yeah,
we'll see
yeah.
how Alicia's feeling today. Bronte's back.
What's up?
Headphones on. I'm
yep.
going to get straight into it.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. How many bones in the human body?
287.
Which artist sings the song Watermelon Sugar?
Harry Styles.
Which bird is often associated with delivering babies?
A stork.
Who played the Pretty Woman in the 1990 film of the same name?
Julia Roberts.
On what product would you find the slogan, Taste the Rainbow?
Skittles.
Skittles. Is it acceptable, guys, to eat Skittles as a...
As an adult?
As an adult, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're quite a kid candy.
The sour ones I'm a particularly yeah. fond of.
So good.
Mm.
Producer Alicia, over to you. How did we go?
There are 206 bones in the human body. Emily got that one spot on.
Holy!
She did.
Bronte didn't get it.
Molly.
Harry Styles sings Watermelon Sugar. Both of you got that one correct. A stork is associated with delivering babies. Both of you got that one correct. Julia Roberts played Pretty Woman. Bronte got that one correct. Emily got there in the end after she stumbled and said Julie Andrews, so I gave her half a point because I knew what she meant.
Fair.
And Skittles is Taste the Rainbow, which both of you got correct, which means Bronte got 4 and Emily got 4.5.
Oh, my God. God.
So well done. You have taken it out, Emily. The $200
yes!
are yours.
Well, I'm so impressed that you knew there was 206 bones.
I don't know. My sister's a paramedic, so I was like, if I get this wrong, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, my God. You have
it was in the recesses of your mind somewhere because
yeah.
you pulled it out like that.
Well done.
What are you going to do with the 200? Have you thought about that yet?
Look, I said pay my bills, but let's be honest, I will probably spend it on my partner for the weekend before we go away.
Yeah, go.
What?
So you.
Spend on your... spend it on you. You did it. You got fired.
I mean,
out.
It'll be for me as well. It'll be for me as well because we're going away together. So.
Yeah, there you go.
I reckon. Spend it on you, sister.
Give it to your partner.
No.
It goes for you too, Michelle, my wife, if you listen. Do you want to set this one up? What do you
reckon? Well, sometimes we say things on this show because nothing is really planned. Like, people often ask, I don't know about you, like, did people tell you what to say? Like, is it written down?
It's not.
No.
I think just listening to the show is probably evidence that it's not written down. We should say, like, in like producer Alicia's defense, there is a plan.
Yeah, there is.
We just kind of ignore it.
Especially on a Friday. We say things that spur a bit of a debate, surprisingly. And this happened not 30 minutes ago.
Unexpectedly.
Very unexpectedly.
And I said, let's put a pin on this and bring it back another day.
We got a bit passionate.
And then we were both like, no.
Today is the day.
This can't wait another day.
No.
So this is what happened on the show at about 7:03 this morning when we were asking for people to call to ring to play Can You Beat Bronte?
Yeah.
Have a listen.
I think that's a fair shake of the sauce bottle.
Suck of the sauce bottle is actually the same.
It's shake.
It's a fair suck of the sauce
it's
bottle,
a fair
isn't it?
Shake of the sauce bottle.
What do you say, Leash?
Leash
I've never heard either
she's
of those.
British.
Guys in
she's
life.
A pommy. They probably say, it's a fair suck of the cup of tea,
governor. Yeah, that's
like
exactly
that.
What they say. It's shake,
all
but
right.
Let's
well,
move on.
Put that on the whiteboard for another day. Now, the great suck or shake debate.
Has begun.
Spawned. It is game on in one corner. We have Cliffo, one corner we have Bronte, and neither backing down.
No, absolutely not. I know it's fair shake of the sauce bottle.
How do you know? You don't know anything. How do you know that?
Because my...
Enlighteners.
My theory is that I'm sure both versions of the saying exist, but I'm guessing that maybe one day people were like, oh, you don't really want to say suck. That's... redundant. Like, it's a gross thing. You don't suck a sauce bottle, do you? You shake it to get your sauce out. So they changed it from suck to shake.
Well, if we're going to go back to where, like, the root of the catchphrase or whatever, people are already calling. You know where we're going
with
this.
Yeah, come on.
131060. Help. if we're going to go way back, like, because I was thinking you do this. I started thinking, well, where could a fair suck of the sauce bottle come from?
Yeah.
You know how they call grog the sauce?
Sure.
Like back in Western movies and stuff, the whiskey and all that.
Maybe.
They share the bottles. Fair suck of the sauce bottle. Stop drinking it all yourself.
No. We all know that when you're trying
Let's
to get
no.
sauce
it
out, you
true.
Shake it. You're not sucking tomato sauce out, are you?
131060, get to the bottom of it. Is it A, fair suck of the sauce bottle, or is it B, fair shake of the sauce bottle?
Why is mine B? My saying was said first.
I let you do most of the setup. if you have an opinion, 131060,
what
we want you to
it?
Call us right now on this one because we're going to get to the bottom of it before we go to the 8 o'clock news.
The bottom of the sauce bottle.
We're going to get to the bottom of the sauce bottle. We're going to suck it all out.
Or shake it. Or shake it.
Is it a fair suck of the sauce bottle or is it a fair shake?
Please stop saying suck it. Oh, my gosh. Please. It's too early for that, really.
Isn't it, Carissa? Goodness. What do you say?
707. He was shake it. It's shake it.
Thank you.
Okay. I've never heard suck it before, apart from what my teenagers will say.
All right, let's not get into that on the show. Carissa, Sharon's next. Do you suck the shake bottle? Oh, God. Okay.
No.
Is it a fair suck or is it a fair shake of the sauce bottle?
It's a fair shake. Suck is just weird. Like,
That's too shake.
My 3-year-old sucked sauce out of the bottle, but, like, no, you shake the sauce bottle.
Okay.
Yeah. But to be fair, Cliffo and a 3-year-old are often on the same wavelength.
I'm not going to disagree. Leon, suck or shake?
Suck. It's suck. It's always been suck.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
my sisters and brothers said it and they're way older than me.
Yeah. I think it's just an Aussie slang thing, Leon.
But so shake so far.
So we got 2 for shake, 1 for suck so far. Rosalie, suck or shake?
It's fair suck of the salve, not the sauce bottle.
Oh, you might be getting your bottles mixed up.
No, it's been around for years. It's always been fair suck of the salve.
What's the salve? That's like a...
Savvy
like
bee?
It's sausage.
It's a sausage, not savvy bee, but I like that's where your mind goes. you know what this means? We are at 2 votes for suck, 2 votes for shake,
And in the interest of time, we're going to take one more.
No, I don't want to end on Nigel.
It's Nigel.
No.
He's our last caller that's been put through. We're going to go to you. Drum roll, Nigel.
No, Nigel.
Is it a fair suck of the sauce bottle or a fair shake of the sauce bottle, Nigel?
Bronte, you'll be pleased to know that I can confirm it is definitely a fair shake of the sauce bottle. The original entomology has always been fair suck of the sav. Fair suck of the saveloy.
So it's fair suck of the sav.
Yes.
Fair shake of the sauce bottle.
Oh, redemption.
You're glad we took Nigel now, aren't you? You didn't want to take the call.
I was just nervous. I was like, oh, the boys have been saying suck, so I prejudged you, Nigel, and I apologise.
That's okay, sweetheart. Not the first time it's happened in my career.
Yeah, give him a fair suck of the sauce bottle, Bronte, for God's sakes.
Vanessa and Dave met at the altar yesterday, becoming man and wife as part of our leap of faith.
Like down the plane.
Yeah, it was
it was kind
aisle.
Of altar-y.
They met at the aisle.
Yeah.
After you officially married them as a registered celebrant. Man and wife. We love them.
It was gorgeous. Here's a little of Vanessa doing her vows if you missed it.
I promise to always be by your side as your lover, your wife, and your best friend. I choose to spend today and forever with you.
Wow. The whole thing was gorgeous. Had old heart of steel.
Stop.
Glassy-eyed over here. You can get it all very, very soon. We're going to put the whole thing up on the Listener app.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out on our socials at Cliff and Bronte for the video.
Mm-hmm.
But it's obviously struck a chord with people.
Yeah.
Including one of our co-workers, Lionel, who works in our office.
Yes.
He's a beautiful human being. And he has, just off his own bat, after hearing Vanessa and Dave tie the knot and then leap out of the plane, he's written a little poem. And
has
he's just emailed it directly to me.
Oh.
So I thought I could read this out. Well, I invited him down to do it, and he's like, no, I don't want to read it out.
Lionel, come on.
Yeah, but he's like, you can do it, though.
Okay.
So if you're happy, let's just share this poem for Vanessa and Dave that has been written by Lionel, who we work with. Lionel writes, "Let's raise a cheer for Vanessa and Dave, a love so dear. The hit team was there with well wishes and love to help them celebrate up above. On their special day before they flew, their marriage celebrant made their love so true. With words of commitment, they say I do and begin their adventure so brand new. With hearts full of love and nerves on the edge, they took the leap from the plane's ledge. Hand in hand, they soared above, their love a bond nothing ever can shove. Now they're together as husband and wife. Their love an adventure that's full of life. Cheers to Vanessa and Dave with hearts so bold. May their love story be forever told."
Oh, my God, Lionel. A beautiful "Stop Making My Black Heart Warm."
Yeah, Lionel, if you keep this up, Bronte's going to be soft.
I'm going to feel something.
Cloth before we know it.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.